This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. A week ago today, a deranged man with a gun tried to kill Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. When his rampage was over, six people were dead and 13 were wounded. Congresswoman Giffords is recovering from a gunshot to the head. And as NPR's Ted Robbins reports, the city of Tucson is also recovering.
Things like that don't happen here. That's a common response to inexplicable tragedy in a community. But the point is, the shooting did not just happen in Tucson, it happened to Tucson. And Tucson is trying to get its strength back.
I'm just going to take one day at a time and, you know, just be there, you know, be there for each other.
Grace Parra is at Buddy's Bazaar on the playground of Walter Douglas Elementary School on Tucson's west side. It's a monthly gathering where low-income families get food from the Tucson Community Food Bank.
Squash and oranges, lemons, that's good.
A couple of hundred kids, like Alyssa Cesar, along with their families, get surplus produce. This month, the event is also a way to come together and give back to the community.
And what you're going to do is you're going to take the stamps over here, and you're going to take the stamp that you like, and you're going to press it into the clay as hard as you can, okay?
Members of the University of Arizona swim team are helping the kids make glass and clay tiles for a big school mosaic. It was Jeanette Murray's idea. She runs a nonprofit called Ben's Bells, which promotes kindness.
With every act of kindness you do, you're helping to heal this community. So if people can think about the people that we've lost, the people who died and the people that are injured, and in their honor, do kindness wherever they are. And that is no small thing.
It's no small thing to heal when kids like 7-year-old Joey Parra, Grace's son, are still asking questions about the shooting like this.
She was just walking and then stopped and he just came up to her and shot her.
She was standing there. She was talking to people just like we're talking right now and he came up.
Gabby Giffords was talking with constituents when she got shot. And Walter Douglas principal Tamara McAllister says talking is one way the school has been dealing with the tragedy.
Because when they get their feelings and their questions out, they feel safer and they feel better. And that's what we're here to do.
There's been a ton of talk in Tucson this week. By families around the dinner table, by President Obama and others at memorial services. It seems almost everyone either knew Giffords or knew someone who knew someone involved. Tabor McCallum is a friend of Giffords and head of Paragon Space Development, a Tucson aerospace company. He says that's one reason the city has responded by opening rather than closing itself off.
It's all of our experience rather than being a sort of a circle the wagon thing. I need to hide this piece of shame.
McCallum is starting a fund in Giffords' honor to promote leadership in the space industry. He says it's one of many ways to channel energy into something positive, to repair Tucson's image, and to promote civil discourse.
I do think there's an opportunity to have Tucson seen or known as the beginning of the change, the agent of change.
For those directly involved, of course, healing is tough. Jacqueline Jackson used to work for Gabby Giffords. Last Saturday, she was shopping at the Safeway near her home and talking with the congresswoman's staff. She left to get her cell phone in her car, and the shooting began in front of her.
The images are just locked in my brain, certainly, and it does come back. It's been hard to sleep, and I haven't been able to eat much at all.
Jackson says she's simultaneously feeling bone-deep sorrow for those who were lost and profound gratitude that she is alive and that Gabby Giffords seems to be recovering. But she says along with the horrifying scene, there's another image which comes to her.
I think of the image of a tree that's hit by lightning, and that lightning's hit, and the tree keeps growing, but it grows sideways, or it goes around what this wound is. And at some level, I think all of us, you know, were hit by lightning.
Gradually, she hopes the community will grow around this wound. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.